angry MGTOW here. And men can now have babies using womb transplants. Men can now have babies using womb transplants. Yeah, that shit's happening now. So let's check out this article from The Sun. This is actually sent to me by one of my subscribers who I would like to shout out, but unfortunately, I already closed that window. But thanks, Mr. Anonymous. This is sent to me via SoundCloud. By the way, guys, don't send me messages on SoundCloud. I don't really check them. This was just like the exception. Daddy can be mommy. Womb transplants could allow men to have babies tomorrow, claims expert. Now, that's something we've heard about for years, that men could potentially house babies in their bodies because technically we have the spacing and there's not a lot different biologically, even surprisingly, when it comes to, you know, housing life. Blokes would not be able to deliver the baby naturally, but could give birth by cesarean. Womb transplants could allow men to have babies tomorrow, an expert claims. They would not be able to deliver the baby naturally, but could give birth by cesarean. Richard Paulson says men could carry babies. Richard Paulson, president of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, said eight children had already been born to women after transplants. So this actually works with women. So far, they know womb transplants. And he told a meeting in San Antonio, Texas, there's plenty of room to put a uterus in there. Men and women have the same blood vessels. Interesting, guys. He said the next step would be trials involving transgender women, so basically men, to help them become natural mothers. Such ops are not allowed in the UK, but earlier this year, UK academics called for a debate on whether transgender women should be considered for NHS womb transplants. Interesting, they say transgender women. So they're basically trying to say that you must identify as a woman to have the right to house a child in your body. In other words, having children should be something exclusive to women are people who identify as women. In other words, they would be looking to exclude any cisgendered men initially that would choose to house the baby in their own body. This is insane, isn't it? Liverpool University medical ethics lawyer Dr. Amel Agari said new technology now makes it possible for them to have children on their own. Last night, critics said transgender women may want to think of safer options first, such as using a surrogate. Keep in mind, a surrogate can end up keeping the child, guys, in some cases. So that's often a problem. Julian Savalochu, president of Practical Ethics at Oxford, said the safety of the baby should be the priority. He added, it is hard to justify from the perspective of using NHS health resources are from the child's own perspective. Docs hope to perform the first UK womb transplant in 2008. In 2014, a Swede gave birth after receiving a uterus from a living donor. So guys, the transplants are coming. The transplants are definitely coming. Think about that. Think about that very, very carefully, okay? They're coming. They're coming and they're coming soon. It's funny, I'm looking at the side of this article and it says basket case, single mom lives in a small room with triplets as she waits for council house, as she waits for welfare house, okay? Guys, these women are in some bad shape. So basically, we're moving in a direction where increasing number of men are basically getting, women are basically being removed from the process as much as possible. The day will soon come with the artificial womb, where women will no longer be involved. We already know that biologically, you can take a self, you can take a skin cell from a man, a skin cell from another man, create an egg and a sperm using both cells, and have a functional baby of different genders. That's right. So basically, men contain everything necessary to do this. Now, here's another interesting thing about this. When you consider the concept of a womb transplant, we already know that with artificial wombs, you can actually grow a baby up to a certain number of days before it has to be implanted into a body. What's becoming intrinsically interesting is that using the current existing technologies, you could theoretically implant the embryo into, you know, using an artificial womb, you could implant the embryo into a male instead of a female. This is where things are getting really interesting. In this sense, this literally removes the need for a woman. And if you think that there aren't a bunch of men out there that would happily accept a bunch of money to do, you know, like, for example, there's a bunch of men, single men, who'll do this. They'll say, sure, yeah, sure, sure, I'll take $20,000, $30,000 to let you house a baby inside my body. And if you're doing business with men, you know that you have a better chance of having the child, of not having problems when it comes to women. So more men may opt to use male surrogates. Male surrogates are coming. Male surrogates are coming. We're gradually removing women from the reproductive process. And women don't really, women are too far gone. I've said it. They won't realize. Women won't acknowledge that everything is fucked for them until literally they're out of options, until literally they're already screwed, until literally they can't do anything, until they are literally fucked, until the FIBA camps are open and shit is hitting the fan, until all these things are happening, they won't acknowledge that they have issues. They won't. Until they are actually sitting in the FEMA camps, they won't actually acknowledge that feminism failed and that they are in serious trouble and that they have messed and that they've messed they're not going to even want to admit that they've messed up. They're going to say feminism messed up. You see all the women in FEMA? They're going to blame feminism. They're not going to blame themselves. They're going to blame feminism and feminists. Gloria Steinem said maybe a year ago or two of us, not too long ago, pretty recently, she said, when asked about feminism, she said that the future of feminism is on the streets, women taking to the streets. That didn't make any sense. Basically, they were talking about feminism has such a hold over social media and all the policies around the world today. So where's the future of feminism when feminism has penetrated so much? She said the future of feminism will be taken to the streets. And I wondered about that, but you're already on the streets. You're already making noise. She explained that, for example, be engaging people directly. And it's weird. Why did she say this? I thought about it. So you'd think, well, maybe they're going to try to push this even more. No. That was her way of acknowledging feminism is actually dead. Why would feminists take to the streets and have to start going around in like social circles trying to get feminism, gain popularity for feminism? Because it signals it's dying and dead. It's dying and virtually dead as a doornail. So the future of feminism is just a group of old spinsters trying to promote feminist theory to anyone who will listen. Guys, the future of feminism, that's what Gloria Steinem is really saying. The future of feminism is literally a group of old spinsters trying to promote feminism on the streets to anyone who will listen. She recently purchased like a new pad, a new house, new apartment for like $1 million or over $1 million. That's like a part of her retirement package from the CI fucking A. Women don't see what's coming right now. Like, literally, thank you, Jesus. God-fearing men will be protected. Just keep believing in God. Women who swallow the feminist pill and the manginas behind them, they're all going to go down with the sinking ship. It's the Titanic right now. MGTOW have bailed, okay? More and more men are jumping over and saying, you know what? I'm just going to swim for it. And all the blue pills and all the women are on the ship. And they're going to basically start screaming, help us, help us, help us. You see, men, we got out. MGTOW was the lifeboat. We got off. Jesus is our lifeboat. We got off. We got off that sinking ship. But the blue pills are there trying to scream at us while we're sailing away. Are you guys shocked that men can now have babies using womb transplants? Let me know what you think. Let me know if you agree that it's a lost cause when it comes to women these days, because they don't realize just how far they've fallen and just how much they've actually lost. And there's no going back. Let me know what you think. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death, and cheers.